You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, I'm going to go back a few months to one of the posts that I posted in August. It was called How to Dream Bigger, and I wanted to hammer these concepts back in your mind because at the root of any successful story, there is always a big dream. Nobody has become absolutely successful by just dreaming an average dream like, oh, I may want a promotion in a couple of years, maybe. No. You gotta go in big, you gotta dream big, and then even if you don't achieve that exact dream, but at least that big dream will give you the fuel to wake up every morning and produce amazing work and being constantly motivated. And B here is actually the fact that even if you don't hit that goal, you're still gonna come up on top of everyone else that dreams small or dreams smaller than you. So with that said, please share this podcast with someone that may not be as motivated. This is gonna be fuel for their motivation, and let's get started. Point number one, read biographies of the greats. There is no shortage of them. Now, you can have Audible if you don't like to read. I got a couple of friends of mine that said, you know, don't read. Well, that's not an excuse anymore. You can get an app on your phone for $15 a month. You can just get one book for $15 a month. And you can just listen to it. And some of them are like 6 hours, 10 hours. It doesn't really matter if you go for runs, if you go to the gym, if you're driving somewhere. No excuses. Listen to these biographies. A lot of the greats started from scratch, just like you and I. So you will actually see how these things are possible and will fire you up because, hey, if that person started from zero and they are a billionaire or they're super successful, they are the president of a nation, whatever the concept of success means to you, there's going to be someone that's walked that path from scratch and that will definitely fire you up. Point number two, set actionable plans and milestones. Now, this is super important also because if you only have a big dream but you don't know how to get to it, how to make that happen, you're going to be unmotivated real quick, trust me. So the most important thing here is to actually break down your big dream into an actionable plan, write down the milestones, make sure that they're SMART goals, so specific, measurable, attainable, time-bound, and relevant, and just make sure to hit them all the time. And monitor your success, monitor your performance, because some days you're gonna be hitting your targets and you're gonna be super excited, and that's good. And the days that you don't hit your targets, at least you can ponder on what went wrong and you can adjust your behavior accordingly. Point number three, just make a public commitment. Now, I talked about this in the past and I said it's important to make sure that you don't tell the naysayers about your big dreams, because the problem with that is that if you have a lot of naysayers in your family or friend group or work, people will start making fun of you and putting you down. And now, well, for some people like myself right now, for example, I'm, you know, well past the stage that where people, you know, if someone says something to me, I'm not going to let it affect my performance. But if you're just starting out and have, you know, like four or five people that are making fun of you or poking at you for having these big dreams, it's not going to be good for you. So make a public commitment, but only to the people that you know will understand what you're doing. Make sure that you have a supportive friend group and tell those people, or a family member, or a set of people in general. But don't tell every single person, because that's going to, again, work against you if you have people around you that don't see eye to eye with your goals. Point number four, understand how much work is involved. Guys, life is hard work regardless. You either work hard right now, achieve your big dreams and love your life after that, or you dream small, you don't act on it, you kind of chill, you stay in your comfort zone, but sooner or later, you will wake up and you will realize that you wasted a lifetime, and that's going to be hard work to convince yourself to do the right thing by achieving your fullest potential. That's going to be a bad time. It's going to be hard work, so you might as well put in the work now to achieve your big goals so that in the future, you'll be happy, you'll feel good about yourself. And until next time, up your game.